Sports Central. AFL.
Never too far away from the footy here at 11:16 SEN, and it's certainly crept up on us. It starts this week. The NAB Challenge Cup. Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au is on the line. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Kev.
Now, normally today I would be out at the Western Bulldogs Family Day, but because of my commitments here, couldn't do it today, so it's the first one I've missed in memory.
You'll be sorely missed, I imagine, Kev.
Oh, yeah, dear. I'm sure it ground to a halt out there now. From all reports, it went very, very well. Now, it kicks off on Thursday. It has crept up on us a bit.
It certainly has. I mean, I think that, the off-season tends to drag on a bit before Christmas, but I think once you get back to work in January, we're all probably running around in the days, getting used to work again. And, no sooner than you hit February, and, it's just really, the NAB Challenge is sort of on your doorstep. So kick off this Thursday with the Hawks and the Blues down in Tassie. So, yeah, look, I think like most footy fans, I can't wait for it to get underway again.
We're all, optimistic. The glass is definitely half full at this time of the year. But realistically, Hawthorn taking on Carlton in the first game of the year is not the perfect scenario, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, it's not, but I think in some ways for the Blues, it's probably the best time to get the Hawks. I think that you imagine that they're not going to come out all guns blazing. They're going to play some of the kids. They've got, I think probably for them, seeing how that forward line will gel without Roughhead for the first half of the year
will be
a big focus. So they'll probably be trying to give kids like Tim O'Brien, James Sicily sort of a go there and see how that works. So, look, it's as much about that as it is the scoreboard. So I think for the Blues, there's at least that in the background that perhaps should mean that it's not too much of a mauling.
Now, we've had a whole lot of intra-club practice matches across yesterday. I know North Melbourne had one at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Doggies had a semi-one this morning before the family day started. So what can we read out of those games, if anything?
Well, you go home a winner out of those intra-club games, Kevin, don't you? I think everyone's sort of happy. Look, I reckon it's mostly, you want to see the senior players who've perhaps had injury coming into the season under injury clouds. You want to see them do well. So I think for North, it was great that Daniel Wells, played well and kicked sort of four goals in their game. The Bulldogs today, I didn't see that one, but from all reports, Tom Liberatore's got through unscathed and looked as though he'll resume from where he was last, when he last played. So, and I think also for the Tigers, Dusty Martin obviously not injured but had that sort of post-season saga that he went through and obviously emerged from without any sort of charges from that. But good to see that I think for him that he played really well apparently in Richmond's practice simulation yesterday. Played, I think, 4 of 6 quarters and apparently from all reports dominated. So good to see that his focus is back on footy as well.
The other one who's obviously had a very much talked about off-season is Buddy, and from all reports he dominated in their intra-club game.
Yeah, he did, Kev. I think he was playing on the young guy, Alia. So not, you do get a few of these mismatches in the pre-season, but I think it's more that the fact that he's running around with his usual verve. He's got that really unique mix of speed and endurance, and he was apparently getting up all around the ground, even contested in the centre sometimes as well. So, I think it just looks as though Buddy's back, he's fit, he seems to be enjoying his footy again. So I think that once the season kicks in, he should be back to the Buddy of old, you would hope. And let's face it, Sydney have got 7 more years of Buddy, at least under contract, so you'd be really hoping that at least the next 2 or 3 that he's somewhere very, very close to his absolute best.
What are you hoping for the season? Who do you think is going to be, the team that is going to make the biggest march and biggest improvement on last year's performance?
Well, I'd probably look at the top end of the ladder a bit, Kevin. You look at Hawthorn, and is there anyone going to sort of challenge there? Are they finally some of their older guys going to sort of start to feel the effects of father time? Look, West Coast to me seem as one. I mean, I know it's an obvious one, made last year's grand final, but they really do seem well poised in terms of their the age demographic, the depth of talent in the midfield. They've got Eric McKenzie coming back into defence, potentially Mitch Brown as well, who both missed it all of last season. You look at Josh Kennedy and Jack Darling up in attack, so they're really well placed. I think Port Adelaide, who obviously were before last year, really looked as an emerging young team capable of winning a flag in the short rather than the long term, will be interesting. They've got, Ollie Wines missed a lot of footy last year. He's back re-signed, looks fit and back to his, you know, full beastly sort of best. And Jared Pollock, who was probably, you know, not necessarily given the credit he perhaps deserved, or, you know, not really credited for how important he was to Port with his outside run. He's coming back from a navicular. They had an intra-club game yesterday. He got through that unscathed. Apparently a little bit rusty, but I think that the main thing for him is that foot doesn't flare up again, because we have seen how career-threatening those navicular injuries can be if they start to become problematic.
Now, you don't have to be kind here, Nick, but I want you to give me your assessment now, on the Doggies, because the Doggies are an interesting one in terms of they sit almost where Port Adelaide sat last year.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Dogs, I really am very bullish about where they'll get to in the short to medium term, but I there's no reason they can't make the finals again, but I certainly don't think it's a given. I think they're one of those teams who are in that mix for potentially that 6th to 10th sort of range.
Yep.
They're still, as young as they are, I think there's still some of their older players are really, really important. You know, Bob Murphy, Dale Morris down in defence, Matthew Boyd obviously switched into defence with great results as well last year. So if any of those guys drop off, they might lose a little bit there. But look, I think in 2 or 3 years' time, we won't be questioning whether they're going to be making the finals at all. I think that they'll be almost absolute locks. But I just think this year might be one of those ones where they'll have a slightly harder draw having made the finals last year. They can, in my opinion, as strange as this sounds, still have a season heading in the right direction and miss the finals, as long as they get, you know, Liver back up and running and they get more games and more developing into their kids. So I don't know, how would you be with that, Kev?
Yeah, look, it's going to be really interesting to watch. I'm really excited about the way they played football last year as much as anything else, and how good it was to watch them and enjoy the way they went about the game. That final against Adelaide, still one of the best games of last season, I reckon. But
they were a fantastic team to watch, and I think that there was, you know, universal admiration. They were a bit like probably Port when they came through under Ken Hinckley. That I think a lot of people, they would have been among their favourite, you know, teams other than their own team, just to watch, because they were so exciting, took the game on, and, you know, some of their young talent is absolutely mouthwatering.
I don't know whether it's because I'm a, you know, lifelong Bulldogs person or whatever, but you just have that thing in the back of your mind. You don't want to go too early thinking about what might be. So just I'm keeping a lid on myself.
You've got the footy cliches out today. the hierarchy down at the kennel will be very pleased with you.
Yes, no, I'm keeping a lid on it. Just taking it one week at a time, and we'll see what happens. Happy to get the 4 points. Oh, we haven't played for them yet. I've gone too early with that one too.
No, you get, hey, who's three your games, three games before the 4 points start?
Okay, who's your Smokey for the year? Because I've got it somewhere for some reason. I've got a feeling the Gold Coast Suns are going to do something good this year.
Yeah, you think that they're eventually going to click? You know, they've got so much talent. They have lost obviously Charlie Dixon, which does hurt a bit, and Jager O'Meara as well. So they've had, you know, O'Meara was one of their, I think he was their pick number two in that original draft they had. So you don't really ideally want to see talent like that sort of get, you know, walk out the door. But, you know, Gary Ablett, look, he's out of the first pre-season game with a sore foot, but by all reports has had a great season, pre-season rather. So you pencil him in for hopefully a full year. David Swallow's another one who hasn't had a great run of injury. So they've got the talent there. If they can have a better run with luck on the injury front, Rockett's in his second year. I think his message will be, and his game plan will be more ingrained. So I think that, I'm with you. I think that there's a lot of talent there. They sometimes get overlooked with, I think, people more being more bullish about GWS's talent or their depth of young talent. But I don't think you want to underestimate just how talented Gold Coast are.
And the other team that I'm intrigued by, and I'm probably intrigued by them every year, not just because I have a bit of an association with them through my work at the Werribee Footy Club, but North Melbourne, they could be anything.
Yeah, they're an interesting one, Kev. I think they, you know, they've won four finals in the last 2 years, which I think on any measures are a really good achievement.
Yep.
Making those two preliminary finals. The question mark is whether they've got the obviously the talent to take that next step, and the main query would probably tend to be on their outside run, whether they've got those sort of guys who can provide that and the outside class, and perhaps the fact that some of their older guys are still among their most important players with Brent Harvey and Drew Petrie. But look, Daniel Wells hasn't played for the last couple of years. He was looked a million bucks yesterday, obviously very early, and I think that as tantalising as his four goals were and some of the things he did, I think North would have just been happy that he got through in one piece. So you add him to the equation, you add Jed Anderson from Hawthorn, who should be able to provide some of that same outside run. Look, they'll keep on coming. They'll have a crack, but it's just really whether they're going to have the talent, I think, to, you know, to unearth the likes of obviously Hawthorn, but West Coast, maybe Freo, if they can hang around for another year or so. So that's the main query on the Roos.
And the Freo one's going to be the question asked by everybody. Can Ross do it this year?
Well, I tell you what, there's one thing, Kev, he's going to be trying. There's no sense at Fremantle that they need to, they need to sort of go back and have a mini rebuild or anything like that. They only really know one way, and that's sort of full bore ahead. So I think they can. I think that, you know, they've reviewed the season, and they obviously had the drop off in the second half where their attack dried up a little bit. But, you know, they weren't that far away in the preliminary final against Hawthorn. You know, there's a few things that went against them. You know, that they feel as though they just need to keep presenting and that their luck will eventually turn. But I think, you know, Sandland still, when he's on the park, you know, looks good, but his time's running out. He's obviously running out for him. And I think Pav really looked a bit, showed a bit of his age last year, and I think he's back, but you really want, he needs to be managed through this year, I think, to be able to give maximums of output, especially at the end of the year where hopefully they're looking to go deep into the finals.
Absolutely. Good on you, Nick. Always great to catch up.
Thanks, Kev.